Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cole, are you familiar with the phrase glutton for punishment?
Yes.
You're doing it to yourself. You realize that, right? You walk in here on a Thursday, opening day for NFL in the regular season, Cowboys, Eagles, 8:20 tonight, and you wear that stupid thing around your neck.
You like that?
I bet that's not a real chain, is it?
Are you kidding me? Real? I mean, this is plastic and foam as it
gets. I thought you were going to say platinum.
No, it's plastic and foam, and there's no telling how much I paid for it. But no, I mean, it's game day, baby. Are you not fired up?
I mean, I am ready. It's a good day to be an Eagles fan.
No,
it's a bad day to be a Cowboys fan.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Welcome into the show. He's Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel. It's Wire to Wire. 20 of you Tolos already watching on the stream, and the jingle hasn't even finished playing yet. The intro isn't even done. Jump on the stream if you haven't. 844-FAN phone is how you could text in. But Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube is where our show is live. JB already giving you heck for it. He says, what is that?
Everybody wants to hate, man. Everybody wants to hate. But look, the hate, bring it on. I'm fired up. I haven't been this excited in a long time. I love
it. Are you serious?
I love it.
You can't be serious.
I love it.
Come on, man. Let's start the show from a place of honesty.
I am.
I think our Tolos deserve to have our show not start with lies.
No, this is, again, going back to what you opened the show with. You would think we would have learned, but we haven't. I'm fired up. Dallas Cowboy football is back. And if you think I'm braggadocious today, wait till tomorrow. When they win, and I come in here, wait. Okay. You hadn't seen anything yet. I'm telling you.
Is Jarrah still paying you to rep the Cowboys?
No, but I'm telling you, they're going to win tonight.
Is this one of those subterfuge campaigns?
No.
Like we supposedly had a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of American agents were arrested in Scandinavia for trying to get things going. They're
going to win. Have you ever heard of Super Bowl hangover? Have you ever heard of it? It's happening tonight,
no,
baby.
No, I've never heard of that.
It's happening.
It's been months, Cole. There's
That's
no hangover
fine.
Anymore after months.
Shock the world happening tonight. Let's see. It's 3 o'clock, 4, 5, 6, 5 hours from right now. The shock of the world will happen on your TV screen.
Where's our Eagles fans at? Call in 844-326-3663.
Put
Cole Bryson in his place as we are getting the show underway on today, the first day of NFL football. It's a great time to be alive. High school football is here. College football is here. And the NFL is back tonight. Cole, a big show lined up for you today. We have coming up in the very next segment, Chapel Fowler in the States segment. Chapel Fowler, of course, of the state newspaper. We've got an interview coming up at, 4:45 with our high school player of the week, Eastside quarterback Peyton Schrader. He had himself a huge game. And then, of course, Clay Hendricks at 6:20, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins. But a lot of big stars left their teams this offseason. Cole, it happens every single year. The question is, which one of these teams are going to miss their stars the most? Their ex, their boo thing that is now with somebody else. Who's going to miss them the most here in week one of the season or just overall in 2025? Text in 844-326-3663. And, of course, get your upset picks to us if you haven't yet. We are taking those throughout the show today. But, Cole, you can't start talking about stars who are going to be missed by their teams without starting with Micah Parsons, the ex-Dallas Cowboy who's now a Green Bay Packer. Pretty good football player.
Yeah.
Pretty good football player. First-round guy, 12th pick overall from Penn State. Three-time first-team All-Pro. Three-time Pro Bowl selection. Consistent top-three finisher in the Defensive Player of the Year voting. Losing a guy like Micah Parsons, and I know you've already bought into the Kool-Aid and you're already reciting the things that Jarrah is telling you to recite, but this is going to hurt this defense, right?
Right? Right? Like, it, you would think, right? Diesel, the interesting thing about this segment, about the question that you asked, and you said it, you led with it. You said, the biggest is Micah Parsons, the blockbuster trade that happened a week ago. Uh-huh. We talked about it. And, yeah, you would think when you talk about the other guys that aren't on their former team, you would think, keyword think, that, guess what? Micah Parsons is going to be greatly missed in Dallas. Look, will he be missed, Diesel? I 110% think he will be missed. However, what you also have to realize is that Micah Parsons, when you talk about interior defensive linemen, Micah Parsons did not help the Dallas Cowboys stop the run, period. He's a great edge guy. Sacks, you just brought up his sack numbers. He's phenomenal. He puts pressure on the quarterback. And Diesel, those are very hard to come by in the NFL. Very, very hard. However, Dallas's defense has been, the problem has been stopping the run. So to answer your question, you said that's the biggest. They'll miss him the most. I believe parts of the defense will miss him the most. Mm-hmm. But I also believe there will be parts of the defense that will not miss Micah Parsons. I don't think the run game is going to be, oh, we're missing Micah Parsons. Now, when you talk about putting pressure on a quarterback, specifically Jalen Hurts tonight, yes, Diesel, in that area, affecting a quarterback in that area, I do think Dallas will miss Micah.
Look, you got Sam Williams and Dante Fowler, two guys whose names I've literally never heard before this moment right now. Sam Williams, 6'4", 261. He's coming out of Ole Miss, drafted in the second round a couple of years ago. And then on the right side, Dante Fowler Jr., coming out of Florida, he had 10.5 sacks last year, 25 solo tackles. Not numbers to sneeze at. 10.5 sacks, really good year.
Good year.
He's a good defensive end as well. Problem is, and it's true for most of the guys on this list that we're going to talk about throughout the rest of this segment, most of these teams didn't get players for the guys that they traded away. They got future draft picks. And the other guys on this list, just to give you a little sneak peek, we got Micah, Debo, who's left the 49ers, Geno Smith, no longer a Seahawk, DK Metcalf, no longer a Seahawk either. And then, hey, for a little local flair, we'll throw Adam Thielen in there as well for the Carolina Panthers. But Micah Parsons, he's going to be missed, you know, having a guy that creates havoc for this team, a 13-plus sack kind of guy for this team, and not getting a player to replace him, not getting a quality defensive lineman, not getting a quality linebacker that can stuff the run, that's going to be tough to replace this season. And, you know, I'm not talking about what happens next year or the year after when they're able to draft guys to replace him. This year, that's going to be tough to lose 13 sacks.
It's going to be tough. I don't know who will replace or try to replace that sack production, because ultimately, Diesel, I think when you talk about Micah Parsons and what Dallas will miss, they will miss, in my mind, the sack production more than anything else. Mm-hmm. That's where they're going to miss Micah Parsons, putting pressure on the quarterback. Now, because I watch every game and every play, I will tell you this, for as good as Micah Parsons was and is, there are times and were times, Diesel, where Micah Parsons disappeared. It happened a lot during big games. I think teams started running at him. I really do. Mm. And sometimes he would just disappear a little bit. So I'm with you. I think they'll miss him. JB on the YouTube stream asked, what is y'all's Super Bowl prediction? We did that yesterday, JB, on the show. I had Bills defeating the Eagles, and Diesel had,
oh, God. If I'm putting on the Ravens.
You did, defeating the, maybe the Eagles. No?
I don't recall.
You did have the Ravens winning it all.
I did have the Ravens in the Super Bowl, yeah. So MD75, he gets his pick in UConn over Syracuse. Okay, so comparing the loss of Micah Parsons to, if you are a San Francisco 49ers fan, the loss of Deebo Samuel, 29-year-old guy, Pro Bowler twice, first team All-Pro in 2021, really versatile guy, 2,200 yards, 21 touchdowns over the last three seasons combined. It's going to be tough to get along without a Deebo Samuel. But then again, he's been unhappy for a while, so maybe his numbers aren't all they could have been.
So he was unhappy, there's no doubt. But we talked about San Francisco a little bit yesterday, Diesel. I look at this team now, and boy, this is so fascinating. Think about this. There are now serious question marks surrounding this football team and their position groups. You're talking about a football team, Diesel, that 2, 3, 4 years ago, year after year after year, was consistently the best roster in the national.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football League. And now just a few years later, look, they've still got dudes. They've still got Trent Williams on the offensive line and Nick Bosa.
Ricky Pearsall, yeah, but, Juwan Jennings out there.
But to answer your question, though, at the wide receiver room, I mean, are we really trusting Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings and Sky Moore and Brandon Ayuk? And by the way, Brandon Ayuk's now a third string. Are we trusting that these guys are going to replace the production that Deebo Samuels brought? Yeah. I don't know if it'll be as big as what Micah brought to the Cowboys, but I do think ultimately it's a big move and they'll miss him.
Who's going to miss their star the most? Get into the conversation, 844-326-3663. Sports Talk on the Fan Upstate is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount+ all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Now the Seahawks, Cole, they ship not one but two stars out the door. They let go of Geno Smith, who, by the way, pretty good quarterback for the Seahawks. He played in 17 games last year. He completed 70% of his passes for 4,000 yards, 21 touchdowns. But he was an interception machine for the Seahawks last year. It's going to be tough to replace Geno Smith, especially when you're doing it with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I do. So you go back to the 2021-2022 season, or maybe it was 22-23, Diesel. Geno Smith was an underrated quarterback in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a 4,000-plus yard season in 22, 35-plus in 23, last year 4,500-plus. So three seasons where his numbers were there. You mentioned the interceptions. Not good, 15 interceptions. 2023, he had a really good year for the Seahawks. Look, Geno Smith's been playing in the National Football League since 2013. I like Geno Smith. I like him a lot. And in fact, I said during that run, 22 and 23, that he was maybe the most underrated quarterback in the NFL at the time. However, my concern is, Diesel, is that what you saw from Geno Smith at his age in 2022 and in 2023 might be his ceiling. Now in a new place, a new destination, a new team, a new offense that, to be honest with you, really doesn't blow my socks off. I don't know. I think we've seen Geno Smith's ceiling. I don't know if the Seahawks will be able to replace production with Sam Darnold or not, but I'm not so confident moving forward with Geno because of what he can do that I'm all of a sudden thinking the Seahawks are going to miss him a whole lot.
His replacement, Sam Darnold, last year with the Vikings had, by a long shot, the best season of his career. He played in all 17
season.
Games, 35 touchdowns to just 12 interceptions. So, look, I mean, 35 is a lot more than 21. And Geno played all season last year and didn't put up the same numbers that Sam Darnold did.
Hey, I'll tell you this. We talked about it last year. Sam Darnold had one of the better regular seasons than anybody in NFL hit. I mean, he was really, really good. Now, he wasn't really, really good in the postseason. He absolutely just fell off down the stretch. But what Sam Darnold did last year in the regular season shouldn't be just thrown to the curb. He was really, really good. They've got Drew Locke and Jalen Milroe also in the quarterback room. So, obviously, Sam Darnold's the one. My only problem is, you look, and again, not to take this conversation to a different place, I don't love the weapons that they have. Jackson Smith is good. I just don't know that ultimately he's going to have a ton of weapons around him like he did in Minnesota.
And last one here for your consideration, also exiting stage left for the Seattle Seahawks, DK Metcalf, wide receiver, 27 years old, 19 touchdowns over the past 3 years, 3,000-yard guy, averages 15 yards a catch. The Steelers gave up a second-round pick to go and get him. That's a huge loss. That's a huge loss, a guy that can get you 15 yards a catch.
Yeah, you know, it is. And I think, Diesel, it'll be really interesting to see what he does in 2025. DK Metcalf, he is getting older, but DK Metcalf still regarded and looked at as one of the better, more reliable. I'm not going to say he's like an elite receiver, top two, top three, top four elite receivers, but guess what? He's up there. He's up there in the top 10 consistently. You talked about his numbers there. I like DK Metcalf and have for a long time. He's consistently going to be in the conversation, stays healthy. We'll see if he stays healthy as he gets older. But, no, I'm with you there.
And last one here, Cole, for you. I did say DK was the last one, but it's worth mentioning just to keep it local here. Adam Thielen exiting from Carolina, heading back to Minnesota. Last year in Carolina, didn't put up a ton of production, 600 yards, compared to the 1,000 yards he had in 2023. Obviously allows you to bring in Hunter Renfro. I think Bryce is going to miss Adam for the couple of games. But once he settles in with Hunter Renfro, I think it's business as usual. I don't think they're going to miss Adam Thielen all that much over the course of the season.
I hope so. But my only concern is Hunter Renfro just going to be as reliable and steady Eddie is Adam Thielen was. I know Adam Thielen wasn't a game-breaker kind of guy that, you know, all of a sudden could go win a game. I'm with you. I think Bryce Young will miss Adam Thielen. Ooh. And look, is Adam Thielen, is he getting older? Is he probably going to retire after this? Yeah, probably so. Hunter Renfro, he's really good. But I will tell you, Diesel, there's also, in my opinion, my standpoint, I do have a little bit of concern with Hunter Renfro. Mm. Coming off of an injury, number one, does he stay healthy? How reliable is he? Your best ability is availability. And I like Hunter Renfro a lot, and maybe I'm at the point in the stage where I'm kind of asking Hunter Renfro to prove me wrong in 2025. I just know what proven commodity Adam Thielen was for Bryce Young. Diesel, I don't know what proven commodity Hunter Renfro is going to be yet.
Texter says, does Cole have Jerry's hand up his you-know-what like a puppet? If Parsons disappears during the run, why didn't they get another edge guy instead of a nose tackle to plug the middle? Jerry's an idiot, and he got his feelings hurt by Micah, period. So says Joey.
Joey, do you understand defensive linemen and assignments, Joey? That they got a nose tackle because they couldn't stop the run. That's what interior defensive linemen do, is stuff the run. Edge guys don't stuff the run. Edge guys get after the quarterback. Dallas got rid of Micah Parsons, an edge guy, and got Kenny Clark as a defensive tackle so they can stop the run. So, I mean, I don't know. Is Kenny Clark Micah Parsons? No, I'm not going to go that far, but they did a little bit address a need, so I don't know that I can agree with you there.
Cole has already gotten to stage 5 of the stages of grief, which is acceptance, Joey, so you need to catch up a little bit.
Please do.
So, final verdict here. Micah, Debo, Geno, or DK? Who's going to be missed the most by their teams?
Good one. Good question. You know, here's where I am with Dallas, and we'll talk about the matchup tonight a little bit later in the show in the 5 o'clock hour, but I don't think Dallas is going to be great this year, Diesel with or without Parsons. Mm-hmm. They're going to miss him in areas. I really do think. But I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to miss Debo Samuel. I think Brock Purdy's going to miss Debo Samuel. He was a Swiss Army knife, man. Like, running game, passing game. That guy was just so sensational. He's one of the best receivers in football. I think Brock Purdy's going to miss him more than anybody else is going to miss their star.
I'm going to go the Seattle Seahawks. Now that they have a proper quarterback,
okay,
assuming Sam Darnold can replicate in Seattle what he did in Minnesota last year.
Yeah.
If he still had DK Metcalf on this team, DK wouldn't be a 1,000-yard guy. He'd be a 1,500-yard guy. And he would have a ton of touchdowns. I'm going to say that the Seattle Seahawks probably wish they could get DK Metcalf back and pair him with Sam Darnold. Words that I never thought would ever come out of my mouth 3 or 4 years ago when Sam Darnold was a Carolina Panther.
Let's talk a little Clemson football. It's the state segment every Thursday at 3:22. This week, we're joined by Chapel Fowler of the state newspaper. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.